In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Welcome, Steve Newell.
Why, thank you. My pleasure.
How's it going? You obviously went to the Tates last night.
Yes, I had a really great night at the Tates last night.
I think I've been once or twice before. I didn't go last night, but I was always surprised how good the awards were and how much fun it was.
Yeah, I think one of the many victories of the awards is in just having the right amount of awards.
Mm-hmm.
You have 5 awards. It means that there's good care and dedication given to all of them. It means you kind of don't feel like you're on a bit of a conveyor belt of stuff happening continually. But what was really nice last night, apart from it being perhaps the most emotional Tates that I've been to, like all 5 winners like hit you in the gut in different ways. It was really, really special. Some sad, some beautiful. What was also a nice little elevator was that most of the crowd seemed to have gotten the memo about Penelope Noir's red carpet and dressed up. It's the best dressed Tate so far.
Oh, really? Okay, nice. I was wondering...
Radio is a visual medium. We don't need to get into that. Well, Penny can
Last night why BFMers were turning up dressed to the nines, you know, like meeting at the station before heading over there.
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
What kind of show-off is that? And you come on, go home, get changed, come back to work.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm glad I didn't turn up in my shorts. You know, like just go over.
Oh, look,
there's a complete anti-fashion statement. I would have turned up in shorts.
It's available to everyone. It's accessible to all.
That's right.
Now, what are we watching this week, Steve?
Well, I was thinking this week about we've got one kind of big show that's drawing to a conclusion in the form of Succession, a show that, you know, at times has possibly proved a bit too challenging for some people. Like, not necessarily highbrow, but just a bit. I've heard anecdotally it's a bit grim for some viewers. Part of that's just the meanness of the characters, the kind of ostentatious wealth that's on display, the Machiavellian kind of scheming. It's not for everybody. Well, if you think Succession's not for you, I've got a show that might really not be for you, and that is another HBO show called Barry, which itself is in its 4th and final season now. It's just gotten underway on Neon with the first 2 episodes of season 4. The show kicked off back in 2018. It's developed by Bill Hader, who you may know from Saturday Night Live, and is quite a like consistent supporting presence in comedy films. But with his mate Alec Berg, whose credits include things like Seinfeld and Curb, they cooked up the story about a hitman played by Hader who comes to Hollywood on a contract, and through, you know, kind of crazy comedic circumstances gets mixed up in an aspiring acting class. The tutor of which is Henry Winkler, ex The Fonz, who won an Emmy for his awesome performance. And so it kind of does a few things at once. It's generally played straight by the main characters, so it's they're kind of approaching it mostly as a drama. I mean, like many black comedies, that's kind of the way it works, right? Like it kind of ticks along because they believe in what they're doing, and we're laughing at their misfortune or wincing at their misfortune. But it's also a satire of Hollywood. It takes the piss out of aspiring actors chronically. And then it has a really interesting approach to on-screen violence as well, where it can treat people like utter cannon fodder and just very disposable. Like there's a lot of sudden and shocking deaths with no consequences. And then there's other violence in it, which is like very traumatic, both for the key characters and for the viewer. And it's kind of this contradictory thing where, yeah, there's often no consequences for what happens. It's just kind of, we're kind of laughing along as action scenes play out. And then other things will leave sort of a lingering stain on the viewer and the supporting characters as well. There are a lot of people impacted by the events of the show. Now, first season, mostly black comedy, fairly kind of traditional balance of stuff. But as it headed into its second and particularly third season, I think they just really found that they had this core cast that they could trust, that in turn could trust in Hader to take them places that were pretty risky. And man, it got bleak. It gets real bleak. So bleak that almost like black comedy might not even kind of capture the genre of the show. So I found season three quite difficult. I actually only just caught up on the end of season three as I realized that the new season was about to start. Because I was kind of watching this thing going, I'm just not really in the headspace for this. This is this is just unrelentingly punishing its characters.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely moments of levity. Like, it's not the, you know, constantly dark and horrific, but man, it just it does not let up on messing you about. There's not an episode that goes by without something really traumatic happening to people. Bill Hader directed like a kind of a smattering of episodes. He directed a couple of episodes each season, but this fourth and final season he directs every single one, along with writing credits on most episodes. This is very much his project at this point. And I really can't wait to see where it all ends up, because I hear it gets bleaker, which, to be honest, at this point, it's kind of saying something.
Is there anything comparable that I know you started off with Succession, but is there anything else out there which has been this bleak in recent viewing history?
Well, I think if you sit back and look at how Breaking Bad felt when that played, like, that was a pretty challenging show.
Yes.
It probably had there are definitely kind of narrative thrills in Barry. Like, there's a whole bunch of kind of gangs and crime stuff and scheming and things that go on, so in that sense there's a bit of that kind of Breaking Bad buzz to it. But Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad played it straight some of the time, but a lot of the time, you know, very much not the case. But I think that kind of tonally is one of the ancestors or predecessors of the show. I don't know if there would be a Barry without it necessarily.
Yes,
okay. But this takes things to a whole nother step, and really you have to have a taste for the grim to get into it. This is, you know, it's kind of funny sitting here and recommend it, because this is very much not a show for everybody. But if you like the idea of something that not just will take you on a challenging emotional journey, but also, like, just rip the absolute shit out of its characters. Like, these are people who their vanities pulled apart, their creativity, their egos, their selfishness, they're all on display, and it's only become a more and more severe examination of those things as the show's gone on. So it goes where traditional dramas wouldn't, because it gets to be at a level of extremity or a level of absurdity, perhaps, that it's not real. Like, you're clearly not watching the real world. Everything is, you know, super heightened, but it's always grounded by these very believable performances. I'm kind of a little bit scared, actually, to see where the season goes, because I know if it follows the trajectory, then it's going to be... Yeah, I'm kind of glad the first two episodes are out on Neon, and then it's going to be out weekly, and that's probably about right for me. I don't really want to watch them back to back.
Yes.
Sorry, you're saying
that someone has texted through saying that they went to school and played baseball with Bill Hader. Always been a funny guy.
Well, so he's been hiding his dark heart the whole time. Has he always been extremely tall? He's an enormous human being.
No idea.
He's probably got good levers.
Yeah.
Good levers for baseball.
Good arm. Yeah.
Yeah, good arm. Can, like, get that.
Get to first base pretty quickly.
Get that bat moving pretty fast.
Steve, what else? What else is happening?
That's been my kind of preoccupation, really, is just kind of preparing myself for a new season of Barry. In cinema land, there's a couple of releases this week that I'm super excited to see, but haven't had the chance yet. I'm going to see Evil Dead Rise tonight, which is the new installment in the Evil Dead franchise. All indications are that this is a suitably grimy entry in the Evil Dead series. There is no Bruce Campbell. This doesn't seem like there's strong comedy elements. This seems like it's going to be a pretty brutal horror. And I'm quite amped for that, actually, tonight.
Have you seen the film which is on at the Hollywood Avondale about the two women who climb up the tower in the middle of the desert?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I've seen Fall, and Fall is really great trash thrills. Really, really good. So it's in kind of the genre of, I guess, like the high-concept survival thriller. So if you think about a film like The Shallows with Blake Lively on a rock trying to survive a shark.
Yeah, I've watched that.
Really simple idea, right? Like, you can explain what the movie is in a sentence. It's a high concept film. And the same goes for Fall. It's two women climb an absurdly tall radio tower and shit goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It has very strong B-movie characteristics, like the interplay between the actors, their kind of emotional component, and some of the acting is, you know, not top grade. But that does
that's
not
what
diminish,
we like.
That doesn't diminish the film. Like, it's a wonderful B-grade movie, but it absolutely succeeds in being sickeningly vertigo-inducing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're sort of looking at, they didn't put two young women 2,000 feet above the desert in real life. It's not real. But the kind of scale of the landscape and the fatal effects of gravity, or the fatal potential effects of gravity, you feel those in your gut. It's going to be a really good view at the Hollywood tonight for everyone heading out.
Excellent.
The other thing this week that we were kind of speculating about before is the new film by Ari Aster, Bo is Afraid. This opens tomorrow. Ari Aster directed Hereditary and then Midsommar. This is his third film.
Scary.
It's a bit of a departure from... It doesn't seem like it's... he hasn't really made traditional horror, but this seems like his least horror.
Yeah, you're not going to see old people jumping off of high places in this one. Or at least I don't think so.
At least I probably not. I mean,
this is more of a psychological...
It is 3 hours long. There is a lot of scope for, you know, lots of stuff to happen.
Yeah.
But... very mixed early reactions to this film. It's not opening on a particularly wide release here. I think if you're interested in Ari Aster films, you should probably go see it pretty quickly, because I'm not sure how long it's going to stay in the cinemas or what sort of scale of box office we're talking about. The early reactions to the film range from comments like 0 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
career-ending movie, mm. How could A24 let someone make this? But at the other end of the spectrum, you've got this. Oh, what's this guy's name again? Martin Scorsese, I think it is.
Oh yes,
and I've heard of old that name old Marty did a Q&A.
Yeah.
For Bo is Afraid at a screening like a day or two ago, and he said that Ari Aster is, quote, one of the most extraordinary new voices in world cinema. So this is, you know, if you're the sort of person like myself who likes a polarizing film,
mm.
It's definitely piqued my curiosity.
This one is for you.
Could be for me. At the center of this whole thing is this story that Aster kind of compares to Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings, except instead of some little hairy-footed hobbits taking a ring across Middle Earth, it's Joaquin Phoenix going to visit his mum.
That's literally it. That is literally it. Will he visit his mum? Who knows?
I don't know. I know he's afraid, based on the title. Spoilers.
He runs out of his goddamn apartment, and everyone's just going after him. But is it real, or is it just his imagination? Who knows?
It's only a movie. It's only a movie. It's only a movie. It's only,
it's only a movie.
Movie.
It's only a movie.
All right, Steve Newell, thank you very much for a very thorough and excellent edition of Flicks and That.
My pleasure. Let's see if we have any thoughts on those films to share next week.
Mm, yes.
Wicked.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.